Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Carol Kirk, K-I-R-K. Address is 35 Vento, V-E-N-T-O Circle, Chico, California, 95926. Phone 530-519-1069. ID is XXXXX-5824. Date of birth is 2/21/1955. Occupation, teacher, Paradise Unified School District. Insurance is Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Long's. CVS, Paradise, 530-876-0186. It's addressed to Dr. Louise Krohn, K-R-O-N-E-M-D. Attention, Dory, D-O-R-Y, Garman, G-A-M-E-N-P-A. Dr. Whitney Dixon, M.D., 145 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 115, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-899-0143, fax 530-636-4207. This is dated April 29th, 2026. Dear professional colleagues, Carol Kirk was seen today for neurological reevaluation and medication refills by in-office examination. New paragraph. Today, she was accompanied, I'm sorry to say previously, she was accompanied by both daughters, one on the cell phone and one in person, providing additional information and encouragement as well as emotional support. Carol previously reported that she has been having increased trouble with vacillating tremor, presenting from time to time. In the past, she used medication for tremor control with good benefit. Today, on examination, she demonstrated no tremor whatsoever. Her previous examination suggested a risk for Parkinson's disease, for which we are referring her for capital DAT scan imaging to exclude early Parkinson's disease that might be therapeutically responsive. Paragraph. Today we reviewed her laboratory study results that showed three biomarkers positive for Alzheimer's disease risk. Paragraph. She previously completed neuroquantitative brain MR imaging in December 2025 in comparison to previous testing in August 2014. Subparagraph, that study demonstrated some nonspecific punctate scattered cerebral white matter hyperintensities, more commonly seen with mild chronic microvascular ischemic changes that may be associated with migraine history, history of traumatic brain injury, or other etiologies. New paragraph. There was no evidence of amyloid-related imaging abnormalities, edema, or hemorrhage, parenthesis, all caps, area, ARIA, or all caps, ARIA-H, end parenthesis. She has been treated with Leukembi, L-U-C-A-M-B-I, infusions on a routine and regular basis. Reevaluation serial MRI brain imaging has been free of ARIA, A-R-I-A, -H and ARIA-capital E findings, it would be considered an abnormal artifact associated with Leukembi LUCEMBI therapy. New paragraph. She has been taking other medication for her tremor, new paragraph. Mirtazapine, 7.5 milligrams at bedtime, has been somewhat useful in controlling her nocturnal symptoms and improving her sleeping. She has also been taking alprazolam, Xanax, 0.25 milligrams, half a tablet by mouth twice a day, reducing her anxiety. She also reported no facial or oral movements, but substantial flailing, intermittent and episodic, typically in the arms and legs, where she has developed some weakness, but no neck, shoulder, or other trunk movements. She is clearly aware of her sense of abnormal movements, reporting no involvement of her mouth, comma, dentition, comma. Her movements are reported to disappear with sleep. New paragraph, we are referring her for a brain, capital D, small I, capital T, scan to exclude findings consistent with Parkinsonism. New paragraph, for further control of her shaking, I'm giving her a prescription of lorazepam, 0.5 milligram oral tablets, where she could take one or two tablets per day before her tremors to control her symptoms. New paragraph, I will see her reevaluation for the results of the medication trial with lorazepam and the DAT scan imaging report. I will send a follow-up report then, and then sign with my professional signature. Mm-hmm.